No. No.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Sonia, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to the Pfizer Annual Results Conference Call. We have here today Mr. Kedar Handa, Managing Director, and Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director from Pfizer Limited. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Sonia. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the call. We had a board meeting yesterday, and we're going to have a call immediately after that for the results. Before we get to the numbers, a quick overview. As per what IMS, Pfizer has been consistently doing above the market for the last 8 months. For the NAC December, they reported 20.3% growth, Pfizer, which is the highest compared to even pharma companies, multinationals, or the Indian companies there. That's 8 months continuously. All our brands are showing at World IMS double-digit growth. Forex 15%, Deposit 22%, Voronex 15%, Minifresh 28%, and Mix 45%. These are our brands, continue to be in top 100 brands. We are maintaining market share. A lot of products will actually increase the market share. Later, we ranked 15th, we moved to 10th. Into Minifresh, we were 7th, we moved to 5th. The market share, the Deposit has plus 2.5% market share growth, and Madness plus 1.1%. Other than all of the brands are maintaining the market share. In terms of financials, we reported a sales of 14% growth of YTD, a full year, and the last quarter 4 of 11%. The profit before tax and before exceptional is about 5% YTD and about 2% for the quarter. Quarter basically impacted by some material costs and expenses of field force and impact of AS15 accounting standard requirements. Overall, we have maintained our profit ratio. Last year at 31.1% PBT, this year we were 28.6% despite expenses there. For the quarter, our profit from operations up to 27%, and our overall, we had a reasonably good performance. In terms of our realization, of the 14% growth, it's trying to give a volume of 10%, 4% price increase. In terms of performance, present performance, pharmaceutical division of ours is about 12% growth. The products that Forex and Deposit are growing at 13% IPD and about 23% and 14% for the last quarter. Most of the products are registered double-digit growth. In terms of our future division, which is actually a Rx to O2C route, the Jelusil has flagship and has grown 18%, and overall that division has done about 13%. Animal health continues to do well for the last 4 quarters, you noticed it. We have dropped 27% for years and 22% for the quarter. That's with regard to sales, but the other income more or less remained the same. Clinical trials, we did about 20 crores from parent company for clinical trials support. And overall, 24 crores has been other income for the year, 8 crores for a quarter. In terms of expenditure, YTD last year 83%, this year 84%, and for the quarter 92%. Primarily, YTD impact is in material costs, which is more than 2% each point, primarily driven by some of the goods offered and some stock price of what they've had, and they have some adverse price of etc. over the year. For the quarter, they had a favorable price also within MC. They have some, and also they have some high drop of goods to gross. But that is in for the quarter, even better in terms of within MC. Personal cost is about 21%, primarily because of two reasons. One, we have added some field force as part of a market expansion strategy, and also the new accounting standard, the existing for retail benefit, has impacted by about 8%. terms of other expenditure, overall it's about 8% growth, increase mainly coming in from advertising and promotion, and back to the new brand, what we launched in the year. R&D has slightly gone up, basically because of the higher added rate and the factory. Other expenses are well in line. In terms of other income, our interest income from our surplus funds has gone down by about 7 crores, primarily driven by the lower rate of interest we are getting, impacted for the quarter and also full year. This is partly offset by rental income we get from our subsidiary company. So overall, on a full year basis, other income has more or less been flat. The effective tax rate is around 34% for the year, 33% for the quarter, versus 28% last year. Last year, the benefit of land sale, get a capital gains benefit, since the average was lower. That's all I have from a financial point of view. We'll get your questions now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on the push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the preceding phone. If your question has been answered before your turn and wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key.
Good afternoon and hearty congratulations for the good set of numbers for the year. My first question relates to the other expenses. For the, we have seen a huge increase in other expenses during the quarter. Is there any specific one of item or is this normal? And the second question relates to the growth which has been seen in ORG January. We have seen good growth for the Nugnex Mini Press and Bicu Juice over almost 20% plus. So is this sustainable? And the third thing is the ORG reports that Pfizer and White numbers together from January match. So the growth is slightly come down from 20% to 18%. So how do you see the future growth going further? Hello?
Yeah, very good afternoon. This is Keval here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Okay, I think I just put some of the figures in right perspective. 2009, more of an investment year, where we have really hired more than about 300 to 400 new CSOs. We launched about 4 or 5 trucks. Rightly said, there was a line extension of Magnet, which has really boosted the sales of that product. Unfortunately, that year also happened to year where there was this interest income dramatically came down, and this is the impact of almost growth happening on interest income. The material cost unfortunately went up by 2 percentage points, and that adversely impacted our margin. But in the last quarter, it has improved the material cost. And finally, this was that one-time children valuation for Provident Fund, which was hit by almost about 8 crores or so. But these are the big hits that happened during the year, and particularly most of it came in the last quarter. But in spite of that, the last quarter grew by 11%, and profit from operation before other income, just an exceptional item, grew by 27%. And another 10 crores we got back the full year is on the VRS and the severance package that we paid. So I'm trying to put a whole lot of one-off payments that are happening in this year and in this quarter. Going forward, we have seen strong growth happening in the IMS and strong growth happening across 2 months. And we definitely will be growing above the market growth that's taking place. So we are quite hopeful that the productivity of these people will increase as terms of volume, which actually during the year, our entire growth was driven by volume, is almost about as I saw 16% increase on account of volume. So that's I thought I'll just put the right perspective and urban, if anything, whether you want to or not.
Rajit, to ask us, other explanation for the quarter is basically impacted by two reasons. One is, facing generation on air in the last quarter, not that it came the previous year. So therefore, we have a tax suit up. There are some brand launches happened the last quarter. That is actually of the advertising expenses the last quarter. That's why you're seeing other expenses going up. So you have some kind of expenses in business charges that have gone up on facing. So that being exceptional, it's really driven by facing or other deals.
Okay, thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have our next question from Mr. Tushar from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Sir, just would like to know, first of all, has the excise duty increased for the pharma products?
As per the budget, whatever I have heard now, you are referring to the budget, I believe.
Correct.
I don't see pharma there is an increase. They have talked about petroleum, but pharma doesn't appear to be increased. So now we need to really read the fine print to find out. But from my first reading, it doesn't appear.
Okay.
Is it an 8% or 10% to the month and the 4% bracket?
Okay, so 4% bracket doesn't get impacted.
But what it is told is that the excise product has slightly come down.
Okay. So secondly, now with this hiring of about 300-400 people last year, that is in 2009, how do we see this panning out? Will there be more hiring going ahead in 2010?
In the first quarter, will be another 200 people will be hired in 2010, taking this entire to around 550. And then we will revisit and see how the performance in the field, the type of productivity, the type of risk they have, and then we'll take a call for the next phase.
And how many new products we expect to launch this year, 2010?
It should be more than 4 we launched.
This will be from the Pfizer Baron basket or how? Or the
patient? This will be all in all different categories.
Uh-huh. So just wanted to understand how much is the animal healthcare business as a market as such in India?
Animal Health today is the leading company, which is number one. In the entire animal industry, so they should more than about 12%, I think.
Sorry, your voice is breaking.
Shares to the market share should be more than 10%, double digits. And as far as India is concerned, they are about 100 crores or so, maybe much. How many percentage is that company? 100 crores, but percentage of total business would be around about 15%
of them. Okay. So overall for this year, like 2010, how much growth, volume growth we expect?
We are expecting to grow above the market, and it's mainly going to be driven by volume.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have our next question from Mr. Kiris Bakru from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. This is Jeetal. The first question is, if you can tell us the contribution of new products to turnover, what percentage is it? In terms of products launched within the last 2 years or 3 years, however you define it.
If you look at launch of 2 or 3 years, when the figures in hand, it should be around about 70%, and that's the last 1 or 2 years, it should be around 4 to 5%.
Right. Second question is on your overall, if you have to look at the company from a 3 year perspective, you know, given the integration, you know, that would happen with Wyeth. So overall, how do you, if you can just help us understand in terms of, you know, how do you see, you know, Pfizer shaping up in the next 3 years? In the form of, let's say, the various companies that Pfizer has in India, in terms of, let's say, product launches and in terms of strategy on launching with their patented products, and, you know, where you see that contribution.
Well, I think at this point of time, my only comment is, so we are looking at Wyeth and doing the official integration as well. from the BU structure, having synergies at both ends, through cross promotion, and so on and so forth, to ensure that we are able to capture all the synergies and the top line growth and the national takes place. I think that's where our focus is. I am not in a position to comment on as to how the future shaping of the entity would take place. So, and as far as the size is concerned, and even why it's concerned, both are on an investment mode, and we are looking at growing and offset and launching branded value products. That's where our growth will come from, and also looking at any organic opportunities that should come on our way.
Right. So overall, by when do you envisage the legal merger to take place?
We have not yet in that phase at this point of time, and we are still looking at the operations.
Okay. And in terms of, let's say, if I have to look at the next 3 to 5 years, given that Fiverr Bharat will have strong pipeline of products, where should we look at in terms of contribution of these patented products to your overall sales in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, so early to comment on that.
Right, okay. I have one more question that I'll join back with you.
Thank you for your question, sir.